From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The youngest detainee at the Guantanamo Bay prison is a 24-year-old Canadian. He had been at the center of the latest military commission trial. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, he pleaded guilty to terrorism charges today.
Omar Khadr pleaded guilty to 5 terrorism charges, ending a controversial case at Guantanamo. Khadr was just 15 years old when he was arrested in Afghanistan. He was accused, among other things, of killing a U.S. medic. But when his military trial started earlier this year, the U.N. and other human rights groups cried foul. They said he was a child soldier and should be tried in a civilian court. His plea agreement negates that argument. The details of what he pleaded guilty to won't be released until later this week, after a sentencing hearing. But sources tell NPR that he pleaded guilty to 5 terrorism charges and will likely serve another year at Guantanamo before returning to Canada and serving the rest of any sentence there. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Survey from the National Association for Business Economics and Industry Group shows most economists are scaling back their expectations about the pace of growth going forward. But as Danielle Carson reports, they also are not raising any red flags about the economy slipping back into recession.
Most economists have been revising their estimates for economic growth for the past few months. The consensus is GDP will inch up to 2% from the current 1.5% until consumers pick up the tempo of their spending, which accounts for most of the country's economic output. David Ressler, chief U.S. economist at Nomura Securities, says growth won't improve.
I don't think there's an easy way out of that because the nature of the problems that we're wrestling with are long-term in character, and it's going to take a while for consumers to be more comfortable with spending.
Economists say it's normal for a recovery to move in fits and starts, one step forward, 2 steps back. Most expect businesses will ramp up hiring in the next 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Sales of existing homes took a big bump up last month. The real estate industry's main trade group says sales of previously owned homes rose 10% to a seasonally adjusted rate of just over 4.5 million. But while that's a substantial increase, Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors says sales are still well off their peak.
That's coming off very low levels, and the market is way below where it should be. We should be seeing sales at about a 5 million pace. We're closer to 4.5 million.
Inventory of unsold homes on the market also remains at double-digit levels. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says the nation's banking regulators are examining whether some mortgage companies took shortcuts, including failing to read crucial documents before foreclosing on people's homes. Fed Chairman told participants at a Housing Finance Committee today preliminary results of that probe are due out next month. Stocks on an upbeat beginning for the week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 31 points today. The Nasdaq was up 11 points. You're listening to NPR. The latest revelations from Afghan President Hamid Karzai that his government receives bags of cash from Iran is raising eyebrows. Karzai says his office receives similar payments from the U.S. Karzai says the money is to help cover expenses at the presidential palace. Comments from the Afghan leader come on the heels of a report Sunday that Karzai's chief of staff may have received as much as $6 million in a single payment from Iran in an effort to secure influence. The New York Times, citing an unnamed Afghan official, says millions of dollars in cash is channeled from Iran and it has been used to pay Afghan lawmakers, tribal elders, and Taliban commanders. The top prosecutor for Russia's violent North Caucasus region says most militant attacks in the area are carried out using weapons from military depots. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Russian Deputy Prosecutor General Ivan Sidoruk says there were 352 extremist attacks reported in Russia's North Caucasus in the first 9 months of the year, the vast majority in Chechnya. He says most of the attacks involved weapons from military stores. The prosecutor says the situation is getting worse because of rampant corruption. According to his figures, 205 police and security officers were killed over the 9 months and 400 militants. He did not mention civilian casualties. Sidoruk blamed joblessness and deprivation for the violence in the region, where the state RIA Novosti news agency reports that 40% of the population lives below the poverty line. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
The Obama administration has approved a 1,000-megawatt solar facility on federal land in Southern California that could produce enough electricity to power 300,000 homes. It will be located some 225 miles east of Los Angeles. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.